Hi, is this Ms. Hamilton?
Yes.
Hi, this is Allison calling from the Home Care Agency and Family First Care in regards to Ms. Williams.
Yes, hi. I didn't know that Fagan.
Yeah,
I didn't know she's with her. She called me last week to, you know, set up everything to expedite my daughter's services.
Yes.
We got to the part where, first of all, I know you probably looked over the case and you've seen, but
yeah.
I've been trying to get services for my daughter for 2 years.
Okay.
So last year, we did everything we were supposed to do. Everything went through, but then she got denied because she wasn't 21. So
I know her case.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I had to wait until she was 21, but then somebody told me, like, no, Maximus actually was trying to get the wrong waiver for her. So we finally got that, you know, figured out. I applied this year again.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
When I first applied this year, they told me that the medical form that the doctor had, it was still good from last year because you got, like, you know, a year. The problem
came,
she didn't turn 21 till August.
The 3rd. Okay.
So they pushed everything through about a month and a half before her 21st birthday. And then it was an issue because the state was trying to say, like, they can't, you know, process nothing because she wasn't 21. So the state went back and forth with Maximus for a little bit because Maximus was telling them, like, we're allowed to give you everything 90 days prior to her turning 21. Yes. So that's what they did. And then she finally turned 21 and it got to the state. And they asked for, like, her, she never, you know how they ask for your financial. She never had any bank account, but thankfully, her Social Security came through. Probably, like, she finally got approved for it, like, the 1st of August. So, you know, she turned 21 August 3rd. So, when they was asking for it last month, they was asking for bank statements. Well, she didn't have an actual bank statement because she just opened the account the first week in August. You know, you get statements after a month. So, I took them what they was asking for, and then they end up closing the case because they said it wasn't exactly what they needed. I went right down there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, I went right down there the same day. I went to the bank, and I got everything, like her Social Security award letter. I got a copy of the actual check, a copy of the check account, all of that. I went down there and, you know, gave it to them. Then it was an issue. So the state told me one thing, and then the waiver agency, Maximus, told me another. The state said it was just closed up until they get the proper, you know, bank statements that they need.
Yeah.
I took it to them. They faxed it. They made a copy. They even gave me a receipt. So, you know, they said that they uploaded it. But then Maximus called me and said, well, it's still closed on our end, so we have to open it again, like start it all over. So somebody from Maximus came out again, like 2 weeks, like, you know, 2 weeks ago, whatever. And now we just wait. So now they're saying that the doctor's letter from the doctor is old.
Okay.
So they need a new one. So Maximus kept, I asked Maximus, I said, do I said, do you need the fax number? They said, oh, no, we got the fax number, the one we sent last year.
Yep.
So, you know, they faxed it. I'm texting her, you know, she's close with her doctor. Her doctor's telling me nothing is coming through. So finally last week, I said, Maximus, I said, are you sure y'all had the right fax number? So they gave me the fax number. It was actually the wrong fax number. So, I gave them the right one, but she called me last week.
Yeah.
She said, we can actually do a televisit with a doctor to sign off on it. So that's what I did Friday of last week.
I have it.
Yes. So, good.
I already sent it in.
Okay, good. That was what I was getting up to, because when I called Maximus yesterday, they like, well, we don't have it from nobody. I said, well, she got, I gave y'all the right fax number last week. And she had a telehealth visit with a doctor on Friday.
Yep.
And they was like, well, we didn't get either yet. So I'm like, oh, my God.
I sent it yesterday at 2:30 p.m. So I just got it yesterday. And so I think I called you yesterday. So Fagie transitioned to a different department. She's still here. She just does a different thing. So my name is Allison, and I do the same thing as her. So I'm just a different coordinator. So if you have any questions, I was newly assigned to take care of his case. But So with this, she did, I just got a whole bunch of forms, physician forms from her patients that I've now acquired. So Tykera was one of them. I got it yesterday and I sent it to Maximus yesterday. So they should have it and everything should be processing. So it might not happen overnight, but they're going to send it from, so I send the physician's form to the broker. They send it with the area on aging approval to the county assistant's office. They smush that together with all of our finances and put that in for approval. I'm going to see, do you know who her caseworker is at the county at all?
No, because she don't have a specific one. She don't have a specific one. I always have to, like, go down there. And it's not even, like, nowhere near my house. It's the other part of the city. But I think it's because she can't go to the local caseworker because she's trying to get home care. So she got to go to a specific one.
Yes. So that would be on Parkside Ave.
Yes, 5070 Parkside. That's where I've been going. So my question now, I guess, is I'm going to call Maximus in a little bit and tell them, like, you sent it over at 2:30.
Yep.
Did you get it? But when it goes over to the state, should I, like, they already have everything. Because when they called and told me it was closed, I went back down there that same day. I took off, went back down there the same day. I stopped at the bank first, and the bank gave me everything. They gave me a copy of the original check that she deposited into the bank, all of that. So I gave that to them, and they actually told me that that is the right paperwork that they need, financial paperwork. But for some reason, I don't know. They said it wasn't closed on their end, but Maxima said on their end they seen that it was closed. So they actually just recently started all over.
Yeah.
So my question was, do I have to resubmit their paperwork?
Nope.
I just gave it to them about 2 weeks ago.
No, so the first appointment is good. I'm assuming while you guys were recently applying, her physician's form expired, so that's why you had to redo that. But the first appointment is only good for 30 to 60 days. I want to say they just pushed that. So that's probably why she had to only redo that one. Everything else is good.
Okay.
Everything else is good. Once we put that physician's form in, they will fill out, it's a specific like type of form, it's called a PA 1768, and that's their approval from Maximus, the area on aging, and the physician, and then that form gets sent to the county, so that's what the county is waiting on, and that will put the approval through, if that makes sense. I don't know if that makes sense, but
I guess like it's been like a whirlwind for 2 years, like I'm
so no, you're in the home stretch.
So even when last year, even when she got denied, I was confused. I said, okay, so you got to be 21 just to get services? And Maximus never said they never took responsibility and said, we applied for the wrong waiver for her, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so that's basically what it was, because she wasn't 21. She was supposed to apply for like an ombre.
Yes,
like that.
Yeah.
That's the one. So they messed up. So it's just been like crazy and then different. It's been, the whole process is crazy. It's been
you're almost done. It
okay.
It's crazy.
I know, and I feel so bad because in the meantime, like, she's a baby. If you know, she's only 21 years old.
Yeah.
So it was like I didn't have any help. I got so backed up on bills because she couldn't be in between last year when I applied until now. She's been hospitalized like a couple times. Like, I don't have any help. You know, like, I have to take off work. It's hard, you know?
Of course. And so however I can help you with this, just let me know. But you seem like you're in a good spot with this. You have a good head on your shoulders to get this application finalized, although it sounds like they put you through the ringer. But you sound like you've completed all, there's around like 8 steps in the process, so all 7. And so you're just finally waiting for that approval. I'm going to notify the county assistant's office that I sent in the physician's form, so they should be on the lookout for the approval, and then I'm going to ask them for the caseworker information so I can get that over to you. Okay.
Thank
and
you
can
you
call
so much.
In and yeah, have a direct contact in there.
Okay. So, but as of right now, Maximus has to get it first and then they'll send it to the county assistant office.
Yep.
Okay.
It should happen soon. Yeah, of course. I don't think it'll happen overnight, obviously, but it should happen within the next week.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
If you sent it yesterday, how long does Maximus take to get it? That's the week that I'm waiting
no,
on?
No. They should get it in 24, 48 hours,
okay.
2 days. And then I would say for the county to receive it from Maximus and process it would be a week.
Okay.
So I'm going to see right now, send an email to the county, see who the caseworker is so we know who it's going to go to and we can contact them and say, hey, have you gotten it yet?
Okay, thank you. And when you when you do get in contact with them, please ask, like, you know, her mom told me, she print, and I have receipts, she brought in up the right financial statement. So is that okay? Because they never contact me, but I'm pretty sure that's what they needed because the lady that I talked to said this is it. Like, this is what
okay.
we wanted.
Okay. No, I'm going to put you in contact with them directly, too. I'm going to give them your information. I'm going to give you their information so you can call, leave voicemails. We can do a three-way call if you want. I'm going to get you in touch with them. No problem.
Okay, thank
we'll
you.
We'll get answers. Yeah, of course.
Thank
Just
you.
Call me if you have any other questions. No, it's my
okay.
pleasure.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.